morning, everyone. I've been blessed to be here already. Thank you for those thoughts and those on faith. I appreciate it. We sung the song, Faith is a Living Power from Heaven. And in some regards, that's what I want to talk about here this morning. I feel like I have a lot more questions than answers here, so we're counting on God to bring the increase here. I think many of us have faced similar questions or roadblocks that have kept us from drawing closer to God. I probably have had more of these than anyone else, so I'm mainly going to be speaking to myself, hoping that it can be a blessing to someone else here. I'm going to try to use the board here. I'm going to write a few questions up here. Can you read that? Sorry about my handwriting. I don't plan to answer these in every aspect, but the few thoughts that I have here have helped me find a clear path forward in my walk with God, wherever that might be for any of you. We could turn to Romans 8:14. Says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we would probably all agree that the Spirit of God plays a large part in accomplishing either of these. So I'm just going to write something up here. And from my experience, there's a fairly large barrier, and it seems to be pretty common, especially for us young people, between us and the Spirit of God, or maybe the understanding of the Spirit of God. So we're going to try to bring that barrier down as much as we can here this morning. And I think the barrier might, if I could write it up here, might be something like this. Sometimes it's hard to figure out what the relationship is there. So I'm going to try to be pretty practical here from my experience. If I'm struggling in my relationship with God, I'm not in a frame of mind to really benefit from a lot of theology or doctrine. So we're going to try to be pretty straightforward here. May not be totally theologically or doctrinally correct, but hopefully it can be a blessing. Sometimes God defies the very logic He created for His glory, but I don't think He does so in this circumstance. So a couple examples of laws of nature that He's given. One of them is equivalence. Typically, there's a few exceptions that man has made, but overall, either something is equal or it's not. It can be close, but it may not be equal. So it's either equal or it's not. And then That, I think, is pretty common logic. We use it quite a bit. Hopefully, we can all grasp that somewhat, and we're going to try to use some of that here to try to bring down this barrier. For, at least for me, it helped me when I was struggling with my relationship with God, or if I am, sometimes I have to be pretty blunt with myself. So that's kind of what we're doing here. So if you could help me put the right icon, either equal or not equal, in between some of these. So what should go in here? Or can you all read that? Seems like we all know the sarcastic saying, it's the thought that counts. I think most of the time the thought doesn't get us very far. So I think in this circumstance we're going to put not equal there. And then you can turn to Job 33:4. So it seems like, and that might not be the best scripture, but it seems like throughout the Bible, whenever the Spirit of God moves, it's not just moving to a feeling. It typically moves someone to action. So I think it would be fair to put in here that the Spirit of God does equal action. So if the Spirit of God equals action, but feelings and emotions do not always equal action, then it seems like that could give us a better idea of which way we should lean with that Spirit of God and feelings and emotions. I think it would probably be beneficial if we would take this approach most times. Is that correct? Okay. And so that's helped me, thinking of it that way has helped me with the first two questions. It's helped bring some clarity to how to move forward for me. A lot of times it's easy for me to wait for God to bring a feeling, but a lot of times that's not how He works. He expects us to act. So it's easier to see that obtaining the first two, being born again and living the Christian life, is not done through feelings or emotions. I think God will give more grace in at the judgment seat for plowing through your Christian walk than not doing it because you didn't have feelings or emotions. So, a couple other questions that I had just looking at this. Maybe right in here. Those can seem to be some pretty heavy hitter questions, but I think there might be another question that might hit closer to home. I think it's fair to say that failure to act upon God's commandments and the things that we already know are right can bar us from God's kingdom and His character in our life. So that's pretty much all I have. If anyone desires to, they can turn to and read Acts 2:38. And I know this probably isn't giving the Spirit of God the justice it deserves. It's a big topic, and it's probably not completely balanced. But wherever you find yourself with God, just please consider, what are you doing? So that's all I have. God bless.